Hey everybody, it's Sam with Pro Wrestling Overtime, and this is your Impact Wrestling weekly update for June 12th through June 18th. Now, you guys heard my predictions of Impact Wrestling's Against All Odds, and if you were paying attention, then you now know exactly what I told you happened. I got every match correct except for the X Division number one contenders match, because they ruled it a no contest. They did not give a decision in it. But I think the thing that surprised most people was the Kenny Omega versus Moose match on that predictions episode. I stated very clearly that if the first match of the pay-per-view was the street fight, the Good Brothers versus Sami Callihan and Tommy Dreamer, which it was the first fight, I said that would allow the Good Brothers and or Sami Callihan to show up in Jacksonville, Florida, that they had did it before in Impact. Kenny Omega had been in Jacksonville. Scott D'Amore said that he had to be on Impact Wrestling as the champion in order to represent the belt. If he did not make it there to represent the championship, then he was going to strip him of the championship. So, approximately 3 weeks ago, that happened. We saw Kenny Omega and Don Callis and the Good Brothers fly from Jacksonville to Nashville, make it in time. So, everyone should have known that was going to be a possibility. I think a lot of people didn't think things through, though. Also, on that prediction episode, I talked about Moose getting the upper hand and either the Good Brothers showing up by taking that plane flight or the Young Bucks coming out in this pay-per-view. Of course, we got to see the Young Bucks come through the forbidden door to an Impact Wrestling pay-per-view in order to help Kenny Omega. But what a lot of you didn't realize, I had told you on the prediction episode, was that Sami Callihan could do the same. And he did. He got on a plane, he flew to Jacksonville, and when the Young Bucks came out to help Omega, so did Sami Callihan. Now, in the meantime, Kenny Omega pinned Moose and won, but Sami Callihan brought his old friend, the Trusted Bat, and proceeded to get after Kenny Omega. They put him over really well as being unhinged and very unpredictable. Well, if any of you have watched Sami Callihan for any length of time, you know that that's true. However, I think what shocked most people was the fact that Don Callis used his being an executive vice president with Impact Wrestling in order to fire Sami Callihan, to not allow Sami Callihan to take on Kenny Omega at Slammiversary. And so we were left with that cliffhanger of, oh no, what's going to happen? So, we then found out for sure the rumor had been going around long before Against All Odds. And I think that it had to have happened before Against All Odds. I don't think that Impact Wrestling wanted to get into another situation like they had with Tessa Blanchard last year. And I talked about that with you a little bit on the pay-per-view episode. Moose actually signed a brand new contract. He's staying with Impact Wrestling. As far as I know, I don't even know if he talked to any other promotions. I think Moose is about 37 years old. He likes how Impact Wrestling does things. As far as doing a set of tapings, doing a pay-per-view, how much he's off, and he can go lift weights, he can go spend time with his family and friends, or he can hit the indie circuit when he wants to. But he signed a new contract with Impact Wrestling until June 30th, 2023. So, we're going to be seeing him for the next couple of years, which would allow, in the next 6 months or so, if Impact Wrestling chooses, to put Moose back into the title picture and obtain a championship title run. Is that going to happen? I don't know. I would love to see Sami Callihan versus Moose. I think that would be interesting, with as evil as Sami Callihan can be and how creative he can think up different movements and different situations to create pain. And then you have Moose, who obviously likes to hurt people. So then on Impact Wrestling on June 17th, what we saw that had a little bearing, I guess, was we saw Josh Alexander beat Madman Fulton. Now, Madman Fulton's Slammiversary is not going to be one of the wrestlers that Josh Alexander has to take on, but he is the tag team partner of Ace Austin. He's also bigger and stronger than any of the wrestlers that are going to be in that match for the X Division Championship. So I think that was a telltale sign to a lot of those wrestlers of what's yet to come. We got to see Steve Macklin make his debut. He's been having some excellent, and I really do mean excellent, vignettes talking about his debut, and we actually got to see it on Thursday as he beat Jason Page. Now, if you just went, who? Yeah, I did too. I have no clue who this kid is, but Steve Macklin did look dangerous and for someone not to be playing with. We saw Tennille Dashwood beat Rachel Ellering. And we're going to have to find out really how that impacts not only Jordynne Grace and Rachel Ellering as a tag team, but as also individuals, and how they come about figuring out, are they going to go after the tag team champions Fire and Flava again? Now, towards the end of this show, we then saw Don Callis come out, where Scott D'Amore said a new Anthem board member was coming out to discuss things and talk about what was going on. That new Anthem board member, of course, ended up being Tommy Dreamer. He came out and he immediately reinstated Sami Callihan to Impact Wrestling. Also stated that he would be taking on Kenny Omega for the Impact World Championship at Slammiversary on July 17th. And then he proceeded to fire Don Callis as Executive Vice President for Impact Wrestling. Now, that should come as no shock since it was rumored and pretty much a done deal that Don Callis was going to AEW and that he would be helping Kenny Omega. So that's how kind of the show ended. As far as upcoming this week, what we've got is Impact Wrestling on June 24th. They've announced some, you know, of the matches we're going to see. We're going to see Violent by Design. I'm assuming it's going to be Cody Deaner and Rhino versus Kojima and Eddie Edwards for the Impact Tag Team Championships. However, I would not be surprised if we see Joe Durring replace Cody Deaner. So we'll have to wait and see if they use the Freebird rule or not. We're getting Kara Hogan from Fire and Flava against Rosemary from Decay. We're getting Rahit Raju and Shira as a tag team versus Trey Miguel and Petey Williams. I love them both. I love Trey Miguel and Petey Williams, and I can't wait to see this go down and how they work together as a tag team. We're also getting Deonna Purrazzo versus Susan in a non-title match. Now, I guess it was 2 days ago, Deonna Purrazzo put out a tweet and said that she really needed some more competitors, that she had walked through them all. And she kind of hinted a little bit at the Forbidden Door. Well, I think there's one challenger left that she hasn't taken on, and that's Taylor Wilde. Plus, we're hearing rumors that at least one of the WWE fired employees from April 15th will be signing at Impact Wrestling on July 14th, which would be 3 days before Slammiversary. I don't think that's enough time to really tell a story and get them involved with Deonna Purrazzo, but Deonna Purrazzo has dealt with that before, either them not having a story or them making up a story at the last minute, and so I don't think that that affects her matches and her ability to put on a good match. Now, you've heard me talk about Slammiversary. Guys, this is Impact Wrestling's big show. It is to celebrate, you know, when they become a company. And it is happening on July 17th. Yes, we are definitely getting Sami Callihan versus Kenny Omega for the Impact World Championship. I truly suspect that Sami Callihan will win this. But we're going to have to follow up for the next 3 weeks, and I'll give it to you on the predictions episode whether I think that he will. But as of right now, I do think Sami Callihan will end up beating Kenny Omega, probably by some kind of shenanigans. The only other match that has been announced is the Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship. it's going to have the champion, the X Division champion, Josh Alexander, taking on Chris Bay, Petey Williams, Rohit Raju, Ace Austin, and Trey Miguel. The Ultimate X match, I'm not 100% sure how they are going to do that. I've heard two different ways that they were all started at the same time, and then I've heard that they are going to bring them out one by one. With time, you know, limits and a countdown and everything. I haven't heard officially how they're going to do it. As soon as I know, you will know. So, that's basically what I've got going on for Impact Wrestling. Now, what am I intrigued about? I want to be intrigued about Sami Callihan. I also want to know, is Trey Miguel going to get involved? And you're going, what? Well, remember the storyline that we just had, what, maybe 6 weeks ago? Maybe 6 weeks ago. Of Sami Callihan trying to get underneath Trey Miguel's skin. And so I do wonder, is that going to play out? Is Trey Miguel going to get involved? I would love to eventually see a Trey Miguel, Kenny Omega match. But at this time, I don't think they've built Trey Miguel's character up enough where he can legitimately be seen as taking on Kenny Omega. But I am really rooting for that. So we're going to have to wait and see on that one. The other storyline that I'm interested in is, do they get someone else to take on Deonna Purrazzo? I know so many of us are wanting one or the other to walk through the forbidden door. We're either wanting to see Deonna Purrazzo come across and take on Dr. Britt Baker, or we're going to see Dr. Britt Baker walk across the forbidden door and take on Deonna Purrazzo. I do know one thing, though, is that, guys, Deonna Purrazzo is not losing at Slammiversary. How do I know that? Because they just announced, and we'll probably get in when we do the independent update for this week and the GCW update for this week, we're going to get into a new announced match on AAA Triple Mania. Fabi Apache is going to take on Deonna Purrazzo, and it is a title versus title match. And so Deonna Purrazzo could pick up a new belt there, and that's what I fully expect to happen. But in order for it to be title versus title, she has to keep the Impact Wrestling title. So I'm already telling you the prediction for whoever they make her take on at Slammiversary, that Deonna Purrazzo is keeping that belt. Everything else, we're going to have to wait and see. As always, if you guys have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, you need to write me at prowrestlingot@gmail.com. That's prowrestlingot@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook. Our page is Pro Wrestling Overtime. Or you can get me on Twitter at Pro Overtime. That's two O's at Pro Overtime on Twitter. Yes, the DMs are open so that you can ask questions that no one else can see. But I look forward to talking to you guys soon and seeing you down the road.